Therefore, online communication increases the range of possible social networks that a person can connect to and adds elements of diversity that are appealing. There is also a hyper-personal aspect to internet communications, a way to be more selective about how one presents oneself. Images are formed in written words. Perfect self-images are above an ordinary level, as users respond to each other's incomplete and selective presentations. Theoretically, this could help account for the flame of wars and love affairs that happen on the net. In addition, there can be a voyeuristic aspect to cyberspace contact. People that lurk, take part in a read-only mode in chat rooms or email groups, are witnessing the ideas, feelings, and interactions of the active users. In some forums, lurking is a means of gaining access to very personal information that no real-life forum can offer. The features of internet communications that stand out include easy and 24-hour access, the wide range of personal connections possible, the hyper-personal nature of interpersonal relationships, the ability to witness others interacting with no risk. Many people may find one or more of these factors attractive enough to become addicted to internet activities. The fascination is understandable, as cyber communications go beyond geographic borders and expand the ability of people with common interests to share ideas important to them.